Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. From Here to There, Making Successful Transitions by Isi Igenegba focuses on the practical and emotional work of moving from one life season to another. Rather than treating change as a single decision, the book frames transition as a process that can be understood, planned, and navigated with intention. It speaks to common turning points such as starting a new role, switching careers, relocating, ending or beginning relationships, entering a new stage of adulthood, or redefining personal goals after disruption. The central promise is that uncertainty does not have to equal chaos when you have a clear map for what to do next. Across its guidance, the book emphasizes clarity, self-awareness, resilience, and purposeful action. Readers can expect a structured approach that helps them identify what must be released, what must be learned, and what must be built to thrive in a new environment. It is positioned for anyone who feels stuck between an old identity and a new reality and wants tools to move forward steadily. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding transition as a process, not an event. A major idea in the book is that a transition is more than a change on paper. A new job, a move, or a personal decision may happen in a day, but the internal shift often takes longer. By treating transition as a process, the reader is encouraged to normalize mixed emotions, such as grief, excitement, fear, and hope. This mindset reduces shame and impatience, and replaces them with awareness and strategy. The book highlights how people can become stuck when they expect immediate confidence, immediate clarity, or immediate results. Instead, it points toward a staged approach that includes acknowledging an ending, managing the in-between period, and intentionally stepping into a new beginning. This framing helps readers diagnose where they are, what kind of support they need, and what next action is realistic. It also encourages readers to recognize repeated patterns in how they respond to uncertainty, pressure, or opportunity. When you see transition as a sequence of choices and adaptations, you can plan your pace, build stability through routines, and regain a sense of control even when external conditions are changing. Secondly, clarifying identity, values, and direction. Transitions often trigger identity questions because the old labels no longer fit and the new ones are not yet earned. The book centers the importance of clarifying who you are, what you value, and what you are moving toward so the transition does not become adrift. This topic focuses on self-assessment and intentional direction setting. The reader is guided to examine personal strengths, motivations, and non-negotiables, so decisions are aligned with long-term well-being rather than short-term relief. It also addresses the risk of adopting goals that are inherited from family expectations, social pressure, or fear of falling behind. By reconnecting to values, readers can filter options more clearly and avoid choices that look impressive but lead to resentment or burnout. Identity clarity is also practical. It shapes how you communicate your story during interviews, networking, or new community building, and it influences which opportunities you accept. In a period when everything feels in flux, values become a stable compass. This section supports readers in translating reflection into direction by turning insights into concrete priorities and a workable plan for the next chapter. Thirdly, managing uncertainty and building resilience. Another central theme is learning to function well before all the answers arrive. Transitions create uncertainty about finances, belonging, competence, and timing, and that uncertainty can trigger avoidance or overreaction. The book emphasizes resilience as a learnable set of skills rather than a personality trait. Readers are encouraged to develop habits that stabilize the mind and body, including realistic planning, emotional regulation, and constructive self-talk. This topic also highlights the value of patience and flexibility, since many transitions include setbacks such as rejections, delays, or unexpected responsibilities. Instead of viewing these as proof of failure, the book frames them as part of the adjustment curve. Resilience is also social. The reader is reminded that isolation makes uncertainty louder, while support can restore perspective. Practical approaches include focusing on controllable actions, setting short feedback loops, and celebrating incremental progress. By strengthening resilience, readers can keep moving even when confidence is low. Over time, this approach turns the transition from a threat into a training ground for greater courage, adaptability, and self-trust. Fourthly, creating an action plan that bridges the gap. The book stresses that insight without execution leaves people stuck in preparation mode. This topic focuses on turning transition goals into actionable steps that bridge the gap between current reality and desired outcome. A useful plan in a transition is not only a list of tasks, but also a structure for momentum. The reader is guided to define a clear destination, identify skill gaps, and choose a sequence of steps that can be completed with available time and resources. This reduces overwhelm and prevents the common trap of trying to fix everything at once. The plan also includes practical safeguards such as budgeting, time management, and contingency thinking, which are especially important when the next stage is uncertain. The book highlights the value of measurable milestones because they provide evidence of progress when motivation fluctuates. It also encourages experimenting, such as testing a career direction through projects, courses, conversations, or small commitments before making irreversible moves. By emphasizing structured action, the transition becomes a series of manageable decisions. This approach helps readers replace anxiety with agency and build credibility with themselves through consistent follow-through. Lastly, leveraging relationships, mentorship, and community, transitions rarely succeed in isolation, and the book underscores the role of relationships in making change sustainable. This topic explores how to seek support wisely, communicate needs clearly, and build networks that open doors and provide emotional grounding. During change, people often withdraw due to embarrassment, pride, or fear of being a burden. The book challenges that pattern by presenting connection as a strategic advantage and a well-being necessity. Mentorship is highlighted as a way to shorten the learning curve, avoid predictable mistakes, and gain context that is difficult to find alone. Community also supports identity formation, since belonging helps a new role or new environment feel real. Practical guidance includes identifying the right people for different needs, such as encouragement, accountability, technical advice, or opportunities. It also addresses boundaries, since not all voices are helpful during a transition. Learning to filter advice and choose trusted guides protects confidence and direction. By leveraging relationships intentionally, readers can create a support system that increases resilience, accelerates progress, and makes the new chapter feel less lonely and more achievable. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who are actively facing a major shift or quietly preparing for one, including professionals changing roles, students entering a new stage, people relocating, new entrepreneurs, and anyone rebuilding after a setback. It can also help readers who feel stuck in limbo, unsure why motivation is inconsistent or why the next step feels heavy. The benefit to daily life comes from its emphasis on turning uncertainty into a manageable process, clarifying direction, strengthening resilience, and translating goals into steady action. These skills apply beyond a single transition because life repeatedly demands adaptation, from career growth to relationship changes and evolving personal priorities. Compared to many change and motivation books, this title is valuable for its transition-specific focus. It concentrates on the in-between period where most people struggle, and it treats both the internal shift and the practical planning as essential. That balance can make it more useful than books that focus only on mindset or only on productivity. For buyers, it offers a structured framework that can be revisited whenever a new chapter begins, making it a long-term tool rather than a one-time boost. If you would like to support Isi Igenegba, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.